This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India and Germany have expressed their deepest concern over the war raging in Ukraine, including its terrible and tragic humanitarian consequences. In the joint statement following the 7th India-Germany intercontinental governmental consultations in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz reiterated the need for a comprehensive, just and lasting peace in line with international law. They emphasized that the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons in the conflict is unacceptable. They stressed the significance of adhering to international law as enshrined in the UN Charter. In the joint statement, the two leaders also strongly condemned terrorism and violent extremism in all forms. India and Germany stressed the importance of the Indo-Pacific for prosperity and security, as well as for addressing global challenges. With a view to deepening cooperation in the Indo-Pacific, Germany will permanently deploy a liaison officer in the Information Fusion Center, Indian Ocean Region, or IFC-IOR, at Gurugram to monitor the marine traffic in IOR. India and Italy have agreed to enhance cooperation between their agencies to foster a safe and resilient cyberspace. During the inaugural cyber dialogue in New Delhi yesterday, both sides exchanged views on cyber threat landscape and national cyber strategies. The two sides also discussed protection of critical information infrastructure and mechanisms for capacity building initiatives. Both sides also explored collaborative opportunities in multilateral forums, particularly concerning recent developments in the cyber domain at the United Nations. A total of 1,609 nomination forms have been received for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. The filing of nominations ended last evening for the first phase. The Parkatha assembly seat saw the highest number of submissions with 70 forms filed. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 28th of October, while candidates can withdraw their nominations till 30th of this month. Assembly election in Jharkhand is being held in two phases. Voting for the second phase will take place on 20th of November. Nomination process ended yesterday for the by-elections to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala. By-polls will be held for 9 assembly seats in Uttar Pradesh, 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 each in Bihar and Punjab, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Kerala, Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. The voting at these seats will take place on 13th of next month. By-elections for the Wayanad parliamentary constituency will also take place on the same day. By-elections to the Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra and the Kedarnath Assembly seat in Uttarakhand will be held on the 20th of November. Counting of votes will be held on 23rd of November. In view of the Diwali and Chhat Puja festivals, Northern Railway will operate 195 additional trips of special trains from today until 7th November for the convenience of passengers. These trains, which specially depart for the eastern regions of the country, will be available from New Delhi and Anand Vihar railway stations in the national capital. The centre has asked state governments to enhance their preparedness in view of air pollution. Dr. Atul Goyal, Director General of Health Services, has written a letter to the health departments of the states and union territories regarding air pollution preparedness. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, Delhi's air quality index was recorded at 270 at 4 p.m. In Philippines, death toll from Tropical Storm Trami has risen to 81 with around 20 people missing due to massive flooding and landslides. People said that the deaths include 47 in Batangas province and 28 in the Baikal region. And in cricket, New Zealand will resume their second innings at the overnight score of 198 for 5 against India on day 3 of second test at Pune this morning. At the draw of stumps, Glenn Phillips remained at the crease with 9 off 29 balls and Tom Blundell contributed to a use of 30 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.